This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So. All right, so we do have a call, do we? Who do we have? Just tell you my ear. We got John in Union City. Good morning, John.
Boy, you know, this is not the way that you endear a fan base to you. By that type of showing that you put on at the 4 o'clock game yesterday.
It's not unconditional love, is it, John?
No. Now, I want you guys to check out something for me. I was told that the only thing that we did in preparation for this game was do a walkthrough. One walkthrough. I don't know what day we got there, but we only did one walkthrough.
That's not true.
Appreciate you, John. Thank you.
We had a walkthrough on Wednesday. The team practiced on Thursday and Friday, guys.
Yeah, just like normal.
I mean, this is my
Don't act like this is some sampling of the larger majority.
No, this isn't about him.
Okay,
this is
good.
About reporting.
This is
this
my
is
problem.
About, this is about
I'm already,
my
here we
problem
go.
Is when you report and you make a big deal out of the one day, people don't see all. They don't get to read all the stories. That's the world we live in these days. That's not on John because I've heard John's been calling for a long time. But we did more than one walkthrough. The day you arrive, a lot of teams do one day trips, even to Denver, guys. So what we saw yesterday was not about elevation. It was about honestly, you didn't play. You got scrubbed. You didn't put your best effort out there. You were injured. You were banged up completely. Still, no excuse for getting beat that way. So, I don't want to hear it was elevation or they didn't prepare. They prepared. They just got their ass kicked.
I think he's asking the question because I think it's an indicator of the effort level that you saw. And listen. There is nobody on this station that hates talking about effort more
question
than I
question effort.
Do.
Yeah.
I
sometimes
hate talking about
it's
that.
So in your face, you have to. You can read body language and level of energy and aura and everything else.
Go back and watch Pursuit on the screens that they hit for explosives. Go back and watch it. Does that look like the pursuit of a team that was hungry for a victory and that wanted to play shutdown defense? Or does that look like somebody that was okay, the people that were okay with getting explosives ran on them, getting the score ran up?
Am I wrong that they also look lost in those screens? They're playing so far off that I saw guys not being able to, almost not knowing where to go to fight through at times.
I think the secondary looked lost at times. What I want to focus on is the pursuit, though, because that's what this defense relies on. We rely on the pursuit. You're going to have big guys on corners out front on screens. That's just what happens, especially when, like, to your point, that you play off. But you have to have pursuit from the guys in the front seven to be able to make those tackles and minimize the gain. When you're not when those guys are not sticking their foot in the ground, getting off blocks and headed out into the flat on the screens, they're going to go for a lot of yards. And time again, we see defenses against us that make the tackle from the line of scrimmage, from the defensive ends, from the edge, from the middle linebacker. And it seems like we're not getting the same amount of production out of our front seven on those same plays.
You know, I think fundamentally when the team that you love is so frustrating to watch, you're going to have a lot of wild opinions out there that, you know, may seem a little ridiculous, but they're just trying to figure it out. Why? Why does this happen? Why did it happen 2 weeks in a row?
Searching for answers. I think everybody
man.
Is.
That's all
morning.
It is.
And I think that probably Raheem's in the same boat watching film.
And I go back to this game against the Saints, and I know you were sleepy for the first quarter, but quarter and a half, but I thought the second half of the New Orleans game, defensively, you might have played your best half of football. And you're just a few missed scoring opportunities, including not capitalizing in the red area, from winning that game and just saying, hey, got it off to a slow start. That happens sometimes on the road. We won. And this game was just completely different. When you just shot yourself in the foot in the red area on the first possession and went from what would have been what maybe a touchdown to what first and goal, Rob, from the one on the Bijan run, yeah. You're now it's two. One play later, it's first and 25, and then you have to kick a field goal. That was it after that. But you know what? I take that back. Because then you go, your defense go forces a three and out, and offensively you did nothing, and then it was over.
Well, that was a possession where I think you had the botched snap, it lost you about 10 yards, and then a sack.
Yeah, and it just can't, yeah, it just, yeah, you think you're right, because he did hit Bijan on a
He had Bijan for that first down, right?
That was
a beautiful throw.
Phenomenal throw and catch.
It's frustrating. I know we got to get to Kirk Cousins here in just a second, but I was going through the pregame yesterday, and I was making the point to go forth. This matchup doesn't favor Atlanta because of one thing. Since week five, which is really when Denver started turning the corner and when Bo Nix started turning the corner, since week five, like Bo Nix is the number 10 quarterback in the NFL when kept clean since then. But he's the number 28 quarterback under pressure since then. Mm. And I was like, dude, there's nothing that tells me with one of the advanced metric-wise, one of the best offensive lines in the NFL that says we're going to pressure Bo Nix today. And really, we didn't at all at any point. So.
And now he's dangerous when he can extend play, so he's the game may be slowing down for him enough to where he can thrive under chaos.
Yeah, I agree.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.